From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Senate Judiciary Committee members questioned U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch in a second day of confirmation hearings. VOA's Michael Bowman reporting.
Gorsuch told senators that no Trump administration official ever pressured him to promise how he would vote on hot-button issues that the high court could decide in coming years, and that he would have no trouble ruling against any party, including presumably the White House.
I don't believe in litmus tests for judges. No one in that process asked me for any commitments, any kind of promises about how I'd rule in any kind of case.
Gorsuch refused to speculate on how he might rule on many of Trump's controversial campaign promises, from a ban on Muslims entering the United States to reinstituting the use of torture techniques on terror suspects.
Britain said Tuesday that it would ban passengers from carrying laptops and other large electronic devices on flights into the country from six Middle Eastern nations. That's following a similar measure announced by the United States. The new British ban impacts direct flights from Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, Tunisia, and Saudi Arabia. A spokesman for the prime minister said the steps are necessary and proportionate to allow passengers to travel safely. And Tuesday, the U.S. Transportation Safety Agency issued a similar ban on passengers flying directly to the United States. The U.S. State Department confirmed Tuesday that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will not attend the NATO summit in Brussels this April. He will, however, be traveling to Italy and Russia the same month for a meeting of the G7. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.